Fred, with Remembrance Day upon us, there's been some talk of maybe taking this family day that we get in February, which is kind of a wasted holiday, and making Remembrance Day a national holiday for school kids and everybody to be off of work for the day. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad one?
That's a bad idea. Listen, when I was a kid growing up in Scarborough, Remembrance Day was a holiday. All we did was play road hockey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we want to signify this day and what it means, aren't kids better off in school?
Yeah.
Why don't they have a Remembrance Day a class or something on November 11th where on that day there's a couple of hours set aside where kids go in and learn, you know, maybe have some veterans come in,
mm-hmm.
although there's not many left nowadays. I mean, from the Great Wars, mm-hmm. but even those that are fighting now, and come in and talk to the kids about our history in war. I think we're much better. I think the day is much better served that way than just giving people a day off, because, you know, Canadian history right now sort of gets lost in the shuffle in school. So to give people the day off, do you really think people are going to spend that day focusing on what they should be, or the, you know, the purpose of the point of it? I don't think so. When I hear people talk about making Remembrance Day a holiday, I'm sorry, but sometimes I just question the motive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Is it the day they want off, or do they really want to remember? And I'm not sure we need to do that. And I think in February, that's sort of a good time to have a day off. You know, we got Christmas coming up and what have you. But, you know, on the subject of Remembrance Day, you know, it's a weird one for me. My grandfather, who was in the First World War when he was like 17 years old, was in a trench, mustard gas, lived the rest of his life with one lung and part of a burned out other one, emphysema. It was rough. He died at 67.
Hmm.
He couldn't stand Remembrance Day. Now, this was a guy that would, as a kid, went over there and fought on the front lines. He couldn't stand Remembrance Day because he used to say to us, now listen, I was only 11 when he died, but I remember him when it came to the war. He said, after what I've been through, why would I want to remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was his attitude. And it's something that's always sort of stuck with me.
Yeah, I can see that, Fred, that we feel like we've got to do something, but yet there might be a lot of people like your grandfather who would rather just let it go.
Who would want to talk about something like that.
Mm. You see, he said, you know, we fought to save the country and save our way of life and look forward. And that's the way he always did it. And don't get me wrong. Like, I have my poppy, and on Remembrance Day, believe me, I do a lot of reminiscing, and traditionally I put a posting on my CanadianThinker.com about my grandfather. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm full value on Remembrance Day. I'm just giving you his perspective. And this was a veteran, again, who was there, who, can you imagine at 17 being in that position?
No, Fred, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day, and my eldest son is 16. And I wondered what went through people's minds back in World War I and World War II, parents and their children who went off and signed up proudly and went forward to serve their country. Whereas today, to be honest with you, Fred, if there was a draft, if my kid had to go, I think I'd put him in the back of my car with a blanket over him and drive him anywhere I could to avoid it. Why is it that today maybe a lot of parents would never, ever want their kids to sign up for military duty, but back then it was honorable?
Well, it was just a different way of thinking back then.
Yeah.
It just was. I mean, why are parents now afraid to let their kids play out front without keeping an eye on them,
mm-hmm.
you know, for every
mm-hmm.
second?
Yeah.
They're probably safer nowadays than they were 20 years ago. It's just the way things have evolved and the way we bubble wrap our kids. Same thing. My son's 25 right now. I can't imagine him getting on a plane at some, you know, CFB Trenton or Borden or something and flying to Afghanistan. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't get a minute's sleep.
Yeah.
It would destroy me. And I just, you know, I commend all the parents across this country that are in that position, and obviously even commend more those soldiers who were over there. I mean, it takes a special breed. But, over, you know, back then in the First World War, Second World War, it was a different mentality. Like my father, who was on his way over when the war ended, it was the thing you did.
Mm-hmm.
It was your duty,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to think maybe, too, that we just don't trust in our leaders as much as maybe we once did. We don't put our faith in them, and so if the government says we got to go to war, we immediately think something's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Freddie, always a pleasure, and we continue to read CanadianThinker.com each and every day.
Loving you, boys.